News, Mississippi.
Okay.
Sure. Where do you go to school?
Ocean Springs High School.
Okay, what is your name?
Simon Ladner.
Simon Ladner. Okay, Simon, why are you here today?
Because I got a 35 on my ACT, and that was the highest.
Wait, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Where are you thinking about going to school?
I'm actually going to Millsaps. I'm majoring in music and creative writing.
So you do better than most people could ever dream, and yet Millsaps is good with you.
Yeah.
Are they going to, I'm guessing you're going to get a scholarship of some type?
Yeah, I've got $50,500 a year.
$50,500, that's very specific.
That's just like the number that I've been dropping for all my family and friends who are like, how much money are you getting to go to a school that expensive? And I'm like, thanks.
So tell me, why'd you choose Millsaps?
It's close by, and my brother told me that he didn't want me to move far away for college because he would miss me. My parents got divorced, and so, like, we're it for each other. And also, I really like the environment. I went there for a summer camp last year.
Okay. And what do you think you want to study?
Music and creative writing, and then I'm going to get a minor in education that'll get a license.
Well, good for you. That's awesome. Is that okay with you?
Yeah,
okay, can I have your name?
Ethan Surratt.
Ethan Surratt, where do you go to school?
Laurel Christian High School.
And if you don't mind me asking, what'd you get on your SAT?
34.
ACT. 34? Okay, so where are you wanting to go to school now?
Southern Mississippi.
Golly, all y'all make high scores here. Y'all don't go anywhere outside of Mississippi. Why Southern Miss?
They have a really good business program, and I'm planning to do international business.
Harvard has a good business program.
That's true. Yes.
So, okay, I guess you, with a 35, I'm guessing you could go a lot of places. You might not go to Harvard, but you could go probably to Vanderbilt, let's say. So, why Southern Miss? Is there any other reason besides their business school?
I guess it just feels like home to go there.
There you go. That's why I chose where I went to school, so I appreciate it. Can I have your name?
Jason Buckhalter.
What was the last name again?
Buckhalter.
Buckhalter. I'm guessing you're here for your ACT scores.
I am.
What was your score?
32.
32. And where are you going to school?
University of Southern Mississippi.
Why did you choose to go there?
It's really close to home. I can stay with the family while still getting a good college education, plus lots of friends there, so it's a good time.
Awesome. Congratulations. Are you the same way? Can I interview you? What's your name?
Hallie Anna Harvey.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Wayne County High School.
What school?
Wayne County High School.
And what did you score on your ACT?
I have a 31.
And so where are you going to school?
University of Mississippi.
Why are you going to the University of Mississippi?
I got a $94,000 scholarship through their teaching program.
So you want to be a teacher?
I do.
Do you know what grades you want to teach?
Higher level. I would love to teach AP Literature. I want to teach English, and I want to coach softball.
Very cool. So what are you hoping to, so you're going to study to be a teacher, and why did you pick Ole Miss? All the schools in the world, why did you pick Ole Miss?
Their scholarship opportunity was really, you got to go where the money's at.
Yeah, it's hard to turn down. It's like pay for school or don't pay for school. So I understand. It was very nice talking to you.
Nice
thank you so
to you.
Much.
Thank you.
Seating over on the far
Kevin?
Left side.
My name's Chad Dixon. I'm a reporter for News Mississippi.
Oh,
are
yes,
you
sir?
Here because of your ACT score, I'm guessing?
Yes, sir.
Can I do a quick interview with you, if that's okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Kevin?
I may not be the best interviewer.
But, oh, it's yeah. Fine. You're doing great. So, Kevin, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Northwest Lincoln High School.
It's a big school. And so I'm guessing you got the highest grade in your school.
Well, one of the highest grades.
Okay.
There's five guys representing Northwest Rankin at our school, and one of them actually made a 36, while the four other guys all made 35s.
Slackers.
It's a tough competition.
It is.
Yeah.
So where are you wanting to go to school, or where are you planning on going to school?
Well, if I stay in-state, I plan on going to Ole Miss, but if I go out-of-state, then Rice University will be my top choice.
I'm from Texas. I would highly recommend Rice.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Well, to me, there's Rice, and there's Ole Miss.
Yes,
just,
sir.
Just when you look at, like, academic rankings, stuff like that, Rice only has, 3,000 students, I think, like that?
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing if you went to Rice or Ole Miss, would you study engineering, or what are you hoping to study, regardless?
I'm planning on becoming a physician in the future, leaning toward cardiology.
Okay.
So I'm going the pre-med route.
Yeah.
But I'm planning on majoring in biochemistry, and I may minor in business or something to complement that major.
And Kevin, what's your last name?
My last name is Guo, G-U-O.
And when do you plan to make your decision on where you go? How are you planning on making your decision? Is it based on scholarship money, or just whether or not you get in, or what's that situation?
Well, finances, they're reported to my family, so that's one of the decisions that has going to my choose my college. But the other choices that will affect my decision on choosing a college include like the programs they have, research opportunities, the professionality of the professors, and how open they are to the students. And also basically the environment of a college, because I believe that for a college education, it would provide students the a legacy.
Okay.
That's what I believe a college education will have.
I got you.